Congratulations on your new position, Tracy. I appreciate you taking the time. I'm wondering, so how is you being in this position as the service line director for Women and Children's Services, how would you say that benefits the community?
I would say it greatly benefits the community because being primarily inpatient, I am in charge of OB services, and typically when women come in to have a baby, that's their first time that they're entering into the healthcare system. So by touching base and capturing these women early, we can put them in contact with a primary care physician and share our other services with them for them and their families.
So tell us a little bit about your new job.
So we have two campuses. I'm over the one in North Lake, South Lake. It's OB services, labor and delivery, postpartum. Over at North Lake, we handle higher risk patients. We have a NICU also at North Lake, so we can handle preterm deliveries.
Yeah, and I think, Sharon, if I can just add, I think the role of service line director is one that as we look at a woman along the continuum of her life, as Tracy indicated, usually, you know, that first baby or that first, delivery is kind of sometimes a woman's first experience of having to choose a healthcare provider on her own, perhaps, and it's usually the first time they actually, are making decisions on behalf of their family, and we know that most women are the healthcare decision makers in the family. And when we look at a service line, we're looking at women's health. So although Tracy's responsible for the inpatient areas of OB, nursery, NICU, and those, she's also going to be working across with the other service line leaders to develop programming that'll impact a woman for her entire life.
How would it impact a woman for her entire life?
By making those connections, as Tracy mentioned, by setting them up with a primary care doctor, by doing education on things like self-breast exam, when they need to have screening done, when they need to get their first mammography, perhaps when they need, look based on their family history, do they need to start that sooner? Can they wait till later? Getting them tied into services for their children in terms of their vaccinations, making sure that they are seeing the pediatrician and hitting those milestones that they need to for development in school.
You mentioned that when a woman has a baby, this is her usually typically her first entry into the healthcare system. Are you working with any special populations, people that don't have health insurance? I mean, is that typical? Because I would have thought that they, would access services before that.
So when I speak about services, yes, we are working with an underserved population. So oftentimes, like once they're done with getting the recommended vaccinations for school, then typically they don't enter into the healthcare system again until they are pregnant. And that's on an inpatient basis, so meaning that they are actually admitted to the hospital at that time.
That was Tracy that just said that?
Yes, that was Tracy.
Okay. Tracy, why would you say that you being in this position is important, and what would you want people to know about it? Somebody, obviously, they sent out a release. So what, what was the big news, like the big takeaway from that?
So I think this position is very important because, like I mentioned, we are serving an underserved, predominantly minority population, and these women are at higher risk. Just looking at a few of the alarming statistics, African-American women are 2 times more likely to get cervical cancer. They are women that live in food deserts, which we do have in Gary, have a 10% more higher risk of getting breast cancer. So by getting to these women early, we can educate them on the necessary things they need to do to take preventative actions and screenings for better health care.
I think this is Marla. I think the importance of this role and why we felt this role was important to create, traditionally hospitals just have maybe a manager over those areas or a director, whereas we wanted this to be a service line so that Tracy can work with the community groups that are out there, like Family Partnership or Geminis or any of those types of services that are out there, to help families connect the dots. So even when it comes to child care after delivery, so we're able to, put programming together that's comprehensive for the community and also involves our community partners. It's just another way in which Methodist is wanting to impact the health, well-being of the population for the communities that we're so privileged to service.
And Sharon, one of my other goals is to get into the school system to begin to talk to young ladies, to talk to them about wellness, healthcare, because if we can educate our young people, they can better inform the adults in their lives to get the necessary checkups that they need. And then I'm looking to get into, you know, right now with COVID, things are a little iffy in getting directly into the schools, but that is also one of my goals, is to get into the schools and maybe start some health fairs inside the school. High school.
Oh, can you talk for a minute about how Methodist Hospital is serving COVID patients? Can you get vaccinated there?
Yes, we have 3 vaccination sites. We have one at the Northlake campus in our administrative building. We have one location here at the Southlake campus. Those 2 hospital-based locations are open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. And then in our urgent care in Schererville, we're also doing vaccinations Monday through Friday. In addition, at both of our emergency rooms, we continue with kind of the drive-through COVID testing. And, of course, we're treating COVID patients through our emergency room and also the inpatient setting.